Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Definitive Cinematic Retrospective here on blogtalkradio.com. Highlight classic films, television, radio, and other media from 1900 up to 1970. With your host, Mr. Cohen Phillips. And mini reviews by Miss Angela Pettis. It's classic film talk for the 21st century. On tonight's retrospective, chairman and co-publisher of Archie Comics, Michael Silverkleit. And now, here's your host, Mr. Cohen Phillips.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Definitive Cinematic Retrospective here on blogtalkradio.com. How do you like our new intro, everybody? I thought it was time to change it and swing it up a beat. Well, tonight is September 20th. Welcome to our program. If you're just joining us for the first time, this is the place for classic film talk. Television, radio, comic books, vintage clothing, anything from that golden era. And then you're probably now wondering what that golden era is, or the golden age. Well, it's anything from 1900, that's a long time ago, 1900 all the way up to 1970. That's the golden age that we're going to be talking about and highlighting on our program. So if you're just joining us for the first time, that's what this program is all about. We've recently started to get into other media, comic books, and that's going to be our main focus for tonight, is comic books and digest from Archie Publications. I was very fortunate and honored to talk to Michael Silverkleit, the chairman and co-publisher of Archie Comics. And Archie is about 60, you might as well just say 66 years old, and he doesn't even have to color his hair. He's still a teenager, and it was very nice to talk to Michael. He was very gracious to give me an interview to present to the audience tonight, and it was just wonderful, and we'll get to that here, and then we'll have a couple of announcements to make after the interview as well. So, and if you'd like to join us, Blog Talk Radio has kind of redesigned their whole site and everything, and they've got a chat room in there and everything now. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/DCR and click on chat on the page and bring up right into the chat room. Or if you'd like to call into the program, maybe you are a avid Archie reader or you have read Archie in the past, 646-915-8877 is our number that you can call into the program, and we'll put you on after the interview. So, probably without further ado, we'll get into the interview, and I hope everybody enjoys this and gets something out of it. I know I did, so enjoy, and after this, we'll be right back. We're very honored and privileged to have the publisher, co-publisher, I guess, and chairman of Archie Comics with us here today, Michael Silverkleit. thank you for joining us, Michael.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to speak about Archie.
Personally, before we start with the questions, I really want to tell you that I'm a big fan of Archie. Rather, I guess I'm in the younger generation. I'm only 22.
Right.
But I guess I am the next generation that's going to keep Archie alive. But I enjoy Digest and everything. And I really commend you guys for keeping him alive for so long.
Oh, thank you.
So, well, let's start right from the beginning. How did Archie come about? Your father, his partner, John Goldwater, they collaborated, but maybe you could go a little bit into the history.
Oh, sure. Well, before I start, though, I'd like to ask your audience a question. How many of you people listening to this interview at one point in your life ever read an Archie comic? I'll bet you if we could see this on television, they'd all be raising their hands. You know, at some point in their life, somebody has read an Archie comic, and that's why we've been around for 65 years, in my opinion, 66 years. Getting back to your question, though, how did it all start? Back in the 30s, my dad and John Goldwater were, actually, my dad was publishing pulp magazines, and John was selling magazines, remainder business, overseas to Europe and, I guess, mostly to Europe. John was influenced by the Andy Hardy movies, which starred Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. At one point, I guess in 1940, he went to see an Andy Hardy movie, and then Superman appeared in 1941. John said, "If there's a Superman, why can't there be an Everyman?" And as I said, he was influenced by the Andy Hardy, Mickey Rooney movies, and he came up with the idea of an Everyman. So he went into the art room. And at that point, we were publishing, besides the pulp magazines, we were publishing superhero magazines. And as an aside, we have a character called the Shield, which is America's oldest superhero character, predates all the other characters. I believe Superman or one of those other characters came out about a couple of days earlier, but we say we're America's oldest living patriotic superhero. But at any rate, they decided to do a series of teenage humor comics. And John asked the artists in the bullpen, who were all drawing superhero characters, who can draw the likeness of this character I have in my mind, and he described what he thought Archie should be. And a young artist named Bob Montana came up with the likeness that John picked. So Bob Montana created the likeness, John created the whole concept of Archie. And what they did, they were publishing a magazine called Pep Comics, which was strictly a superhero comic magazine, and they put in their one Archie story. December 1941, Pep 22, and it took off, and people started writing in about this teenage character. So they immediately started bringing out more Archie material, abandoned the superhero comics, and that's how the company started. And it's been going ever since for 67 years.
Yeah, isn't that something? And now the sons are running it.
Now Richard and I are the two sons of the two founders, right?
Isn't that something? So that's great. You're keeping it in the family, and you're keeping this business alive that your father and John Goldwater started. That's great. So,
yep.
And it's to hear that they were doing other things.
Yeah, they were doing these superhero comics, and also my dad was one of the early pulp magazine publishers, and many very famous writers of our era got their start writing for my dad at an eighth of a cent a word. And they were starving young writers, and their words got onto paper, and they became more famous and became superstars in their own light.
That's something. That was really neat. That's really neat to hear. So you mentioned Pep Comics. That was, of course, the first appearance of Archie. But then Archie number one debuted in 42. And what do you believe attracted that audience to this red hair, everyday teenager in his gang?
Well, I think it goes, there are a couple of things. Number one, remember now, in 1942, America was at war. There were millions and millions of service, mostly men, fighting battles all over the Pacific and in Europe. Archie reminded them of home, and I think that was one of the reasons for the success of our property. Another reason is that these servicemen and women needed something to read in their leisure time, if there was any leisure time. Many people in this country still and did and still live in small towns, and that's where Archie exists. That's where the Archie characters exist. Arch Riverdale is every town USA.
That's right. And I think that's what you say, too, is he's like an everyday teenage, everyday man. Everybody can relate to him.
Answer, and don't make him soft questions. Make him hardcore stooge questions. I know I'm going to have a few for him. as well, but also some general history on the Stooges, as I'm a big fan as well. And then also, that'll end up in September, and then we'll be into October. And if you haven't heard yet, October is going to be our Halloween programming month. And every single day, we're going to have a broadcast. That's a big thing for us, but I think we're going to be able to do it. So you might be wondering, well, how in the world are you going to be able to do a broadcast every single day? Are you going to be live every single day? Yes and no. We won't have a retrospective every single day talking about movie reviews and things like that. But every day you're going to hear Halloween or horror songs, sound effects, old-time radio programs. Monstrous guests are in the works as we speak. And then we've got a treat for everybody as well, too. Or it might be a treat or trick. We're going to have new horror audio dramas that we're in producing right now for the program. So that is going to be very exciting, and we hope everybody will join us then. Probably all the new audio dramas and the major guests will be on Thursdays, but just check the schedule, because we are going to go every day, and some of the people I've been contacting to be interviewed on the program, I've just said, October's open. Any day you want to come on, come on. So just check the schedule for upcoming people that will be on. So they might not be on Thursdays, and could be on different days. But again, October is Halloween programming, every single day a broadcast. And I've found some really good radio programs with songs and old LPs, and it's going to be a really neat whole month devoted to Halloween and horror and all that good stuff. Well, we're about ended on this program, and this one was full of a lot of information, informative things. I got a lot out of the interview that I didn't know about Archie. And again, thank you to Michael Cyberflight for coming on, and it was Silverflight for coming on. See, the last names, I'm having trouble. So, anyway, well, also, just for the schedule, blogtalkradio.com/DCR. And they've redesigned it a little bit, so hopefully you can tell some of our upcoming shows there as well. Also, on there, they've made it so if you listen to a program, you can rate it. And if you like this program and this interview, again, email Michael and let him know, or email us and let us know. But on the site, you can rate and comment on each individual program. So please do that. That'll help us know if you're liking the material that we're producing and giving to our audience. So anyway, well, I think that's about it. We've ran out of time. I hope you've enjoyed your time here with us this evening. I know I had fun. We've got a lot in store for the next month or so. So I hope you'll be joining us, and maybe we even get some new listeners into the program with our October programming, especially every single day. It's going to, you know, generate some people, and it's going to be all different things. Every single day it'll be different. It won't be the same thing played again. So there's a lot of material out there, and I'm sifting through it as we speak. So it's going to be fun. I guarantee it's going to be a lot of fun. So you don't want to miss any of it. All right. Well, thank you, folks, for joining us tonight. Hopefully you'll tune in next Wednesday for our Shadow program, 70th anniversary, and then also September 27th for Gary Lassen, the Three Stooges fan club owner, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all programs. Thanks for joining us tonight. Have a good rest of the night, and may God bless.
Just heard an episode of the Definitive Cinematic Retrospective. on blogtalkradio.com. Email us at dcrradio@gmail.com. Or go to our site at blogtalkradio.com/DCR for a complete schedule of shows.